Hey everybody, I'm back. Welcome to season 14 of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's been an extended break. I hope you missed me. I've missed doing it. I gotta say, I've missed this. I've missed sitting down with the mic and just chatting. I've been doing it a lot over the last few weeks since we've been away. I'll get into that in a second, but I've missed sitting down. I'm in my home studio slash office, and I've missed just doing an idea lab, chatting to the pod. We've done a lot of challenges and live pods and everything since we've been away, but nothing quite beats sitting down and doing these quick little updates. This is going to be an Idea Lab episode slash season opener where I chat to you about what's been going on and what's going to happen for the rest of the year. I've got ambitious plans for the pod for the rest of the year. I know you might feel like I always say that, but I'm going to outlay everything that we're going to do for the next 6 months on the pod together. And then I'm going to reveal the three experiments I'm doing for July. If you're not familiar with the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast, if you're a new listener, we've picked up a lot of new listeners over the last couple of months through promotion efforts I've been doing or speaking events I've been at. So if you're a new listener, welcome. The Entrepreneur Experiment helps you optimize your business, your body, and your brain. If you're a new listener, that'll seem fine. If you're an old listener, you'll notice in season 13, I introduced that intro as an experiment. I wanted to see how people react, because that is how I believe the modern breed of entrepreneurs live and how the modern breed of entrepreneurs will thrive, especially in a post-COVID world. First, I want to say a quick thank you to my sponsors. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Connick offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Connick offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Connick offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team, no catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Connick offices. Okay, let's get into it. First Idea Lab of season 14. It's mental. We've done 14 seasons. Over the next 8 weeks, you're going to see and hear some incredible guests. We've got Pat Phelan coming up on Thursday. That is our season opener. And that was one of the biggest things we've done in the last month. We did a live podcast. And what that means is we got a private cinema. Connick offices have a beautiful private cinema on Stevens Green. It seats 39 people. Beautiful leather chairs. Pristine. Like, talk about recording in a beautiful place. I'm a big believer, right, in your environment stimulating your mind, and your environment can have an outcome on what you're trying to achieve. That's why I record in nice places. I believe having a said environment is important for my mental health, and I believe it stimulates creativity and comfort and class. I believe you should always, where possible, surround yourself in the best possible surroundings and people. That is why I do my annual planning session. I do it twice a year, so semi-annual. I do a 6 month planning session every year with my accountability buddy and best mate, James. I'll get into that next week. I'm going to share next week with you my full planning session of how I run my year, my quarter, my day. We do 1, 3, 5, and 10 year plans, and we work backwards. We update them every quarter and every 6 months. And what that means then is each quarter we sit down, we review what's gone well, what's gone poorly, what we've learned, and hold each other accountable for, well, you said you were going to do this. Why has that not happened? Are you still moving towards those goals? I'm going to share that with you next week if you're interested. I'll also share templates. If that's something people are interested in, drop me a mail. If you're on the newsletter, just reply. Tell me what more content you want, if that's of interest to you. Right. This month, July. Yes, Gary, it is July. I'm going to do three experiments. I'm going to do one for the business, one for the body, one for the brain. So I've been training fairly religiously since January, averaging 6 days a week. We just finished our second Entrepreneur Experiment Challenge, where we had, I think, about 30 people took part this time, where every day for the month of June, you had to exercise for 40 minutes and you had to read a chapter of a book. Ironically, this might surprise some of you, it surprised me, The reading part was the hardest part for a lot of people. Number one, they either didn't read books anymore or didn't want to read books anymore. A lot of people did Audible, which is a surprise to me. I'm an absolute book nerd, so I love sitting down every day. That was like the best part of the challenge for me. The exercise didn't seem to bother people too much. Obviously, it was hard, but doable, but it was the reading piece that people really found challenging. So anyway, I digress. For July, my challenge for my body is going to be, I'm going to get a DEXA scan done, which measures bone density, but also measures good fat and muscle. So see, right, take a snapshot halfway through the year, see how I'm doing. Then I'm going to do a DEXA scan and a VO2 max test at the end of the year as well. So I'm going to do a snapshot now and a snapshot at the end of the year and see how much I can improve those in the next 6 months. Because I find sometimes I'm training and training and training, I can see some visible results and I feel immensely better. I feel like night and day better from this time last year. I feel like a new person mentally, feel much better as well. I've worked on that in other ways, which I'll get into in another pod as well. But definitely the body, the brain, definitely connected. You work in one, you have to work the other. There's no point just working one in isolation. So for the body, I'm going to get a DEXA scan done. I'm going to get a VO2 max test done. I'll share those results with you as well. I've been getting my bloods done since 2019. So that has transformed my life, transformed how I live. That's not an exaggeration to say it's transformed how I live my life. I live my life on a daily basis very, very differently. If you are on my newsletter, you will have seen last week, I broke down every single supplement I take every single day. And it was a lot. It really surprised me. I must add up how many there was, but there was probably at least 10, if not more, every single day. I have a very kind of strict routine as to what I do. So I want to see how much I can tweak that using more metrics, more data, because the bloods are brilliant. God knows what's going on inside your body, but now I want to take it a step further with the DEXA scan and the VO2 max and see how much we can improve them in the next month, but also in the next 6 months. For the business, for the podcast, I'm gone all in on the podcast. I've spoken about this before. For the next 6 months, I am doing everything I possibly can to grow this podcast, taking it extremely seriously, exploring growth channels, and I'm going to create what's called a content flywheel, which is essentially producing more content, getting systems and structures and supports in place. I have great editors with me. I have a great videographer, but I'm missing that third element, which is a production assistant. So I'm going to hire a production assistant, pump out more content every single day on social, and really see how much we can grow this podcast over the next 6 months. I'll share the snapshot with everybody on the newsletter probably in 2 weeks' time, so you can see where we are now and where we're going to go. I think it'll be a great experiment to build in public as well, because often we can kind of hide behind numbers and hide behind, you know, perceived vanity metrics. But well, it's really time to pull back the hood and see where we're going, put it all on the line for the next 6 months. So that's number one. That's number two. The experiment is going to be to build a content flywheel by July. By the end of July, I should have a massive amount of the podcast automated in terms of just processes and systems in place whereby things are flowing. I'm doing everything really manually now. So by the end of July, for the 1st of August, I want to have a fully automated system and a fully automated content system for the podcast. So that's my July experiment for the business. For the brain, this is the one I'm excited about, actually, which is going to sound really weird. And it's going to sound really simple, but take this challenge with me. I'm going to create a capsule wardrobe. I bet you weren't expecting me to say that, were you? You're expecting me to say transcendental meditation or, you know, getting in touch with my inner child, but no, creating a capsule wardrobe. For the last 6 months, I've been working on my focus. My focus has been poor. It's been the one part of my mental health that is probably lagging the most. Distraction, getting distracted by my phone, just getting distracted in general, but finding it hard to focus on things for any extended period of time. And I'm not sure whether this is a new thing. No, in fact, I am sure. This has been something that's been there all my life, but I just have never paid attention to it enough before to consider it a problem and to consider how to actually fix it. You're like, how is this lad talking about his wardrobe and his focus and his mental health in one sentence? When we lived on a boat, so anyone not familiar with the pod, we lived on a boat for 4 years and we stripped everything back to the bare essentials, which sounds restrictive and horrible, but it was amazing. Because you just have set things you wear. If you think about your life right now, okay, you probably have about 20 items you love and you wear them all the time. We all do this. We have things we wear to death. We just have a thing. And for me, if you notice or even care, over the last 6 to 12 months, if you notice me in a photograph, you notice I'm wearing Same style. It's not same t-shirt. I'm not like the Simpsons. I don't wear the same t-shirt every day. Same style of t-shirt. White polo, black jeans, white jeans, normal jeans, beige top, jumper. Black, white, beige, on retreat. On repeat, not on retreat. Sounds a bit dull. Sounds a bit basic. Sounds a bit boring, maybe. By removing choice, you actually give yourself far more flexibility. I'd be like, oh, is that clean? Oh, what am I going to have to wear tomorrow? A capsule wardrobe is highly, highly effective to actually look better. Irish lads, we're not the best at our style. We struggle to put together something coherent. By reducing the number of things in your wardrobe, it can actually make it much easier to actually look, put yourself together in a decent way every single day. Long-winded way of saying, I'm going to throw out every single bit of my clothes, apart from 33 items. I'm not going to throw them out, obviously. I'm just going to put them into storage. But for July, I'm only allowed to use 33 items. So if you think about that, that sounds like a lot, but it's not. Think about 3 or 4 pairs of pants, t-shirts, jumpers. So socks and jocks are excluded, as is workout gear. But if you think 33 items, you got to count sunglasses there, you got to count watches, you got to count necklaces, jewelry, whatever you wear. It adds up pretty rapid. So if you're on the newsletter, you'll get that next week. I'm going to do a full breakdown. I'm probably going to do a video on it this week, actually, in terms of a capsule wardrobe. And that is going to help me with my focus. You're going to see, am I able to do it? Am I able to recycle the same 33 items over the course of 30 days? You think this is easy, right? You're listening going, this lad is absolutely setting himself the lowest bar possible. Here's a bet, right? Go to your wardrobe right now. Count how many things are just hanging up. Don't even bother counting what's underneath, right? Count what's hanging up. I guarantee you, you have closer to 50 or 60 items just hanging up. Go through all your wardrobes. Go to the one in the spare room, because I know you've got stuff in there as well. Probably have hundreds. I'm going to do a full tally. And think of this. I've culled my wardrobe 3 or 4 times in the last 2 years. So this is something that I've been working on already. And I'm still going to end up with the items in the hundreds. See, you weren't expecting this when you logged on to the business podcast today, were you? So I'm going to try, explore, have a little bit more fun on this podcast, be a little bit more open, be a little bit more experimental, you know, go back to the roots. When I started this podcast, it kind of makes me cringe when people go, oh, I've started listening to your podcast and I'm going all back to the first one. I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's horrific. I didn't even know what it was. Originally, I found an email actually, or I found a Notion doc the other day. I was doing some digital tidying. That's how nerdy I am. And I found a Notion doc written to myself about the very first podcast. And it was about coming up with 5 new business ideas and starting, you know, to test them and then deciding which one would be the most fun to start and then document that journey. That did not happen for a myriad of reasons. But the idea of experimentation, that is my core business philosophy. I believe all of business is simply a series of experiments. The very best business people I've met are just experimenters. They're people who try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, try, get a slight bit of success and then double down on that. Life and business and building a body and a business and a brain that you're happy with and you're proud of comes down to running a series of experiments. So join me in the next 6 months as we go all in on building the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast together. I'll see you here on Thursday for Pat Phelan. This chat is phenomenal. It is one of the best episodes I've ever done. Part of that is because the location. Part of that is because I've grown more confident as an interviewer and I've grown more comfortable as an interviewer and I feel more at home doing interviews with people in person again. But in majority, it's Pat. It's Pat's story. It's Pat's honesty. It's Pat's openness to go really deep with me. We go really hard and really deep on what drives him, what motivates him, what has troubled him and driven him in the past and what drives him now. Is an incredibly insightful, enlightening, fascinating chat. I'll see you here on Thursday for a new episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast. Have an incredible week.